Heart of Democracy, where we just impeached the first president for the second time in history. This is Podzilla After Dark, right here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host for tonight. With me, of course, as always, and I can't wait to hear it, we have with us the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, my good friend, my Call of Duty buddy. He's been a good guy my whole life, Jesse Kimball.
Impeached for the second time in the first, or for the first time in history. Mm-mm. Shit, I messed it up too.
No, that's not the voice I want to hear. Let's try it again.
Oh!
And introducing the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, a very good friend of mine, and a big, big part of the show, Mr. Jesse Kimball.
I don't know what exactly you want me to do. Something's wrong with something.
I had to know what it feels like to be on the other side.
Jesse, you became good, Moltar.
I needed to know the pain just once. Okay, also.
With us tonight, we have Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi. I'm here.
Okay. Tanner, do you want a funny voice for yours too?
No.
All right, also with us, you have to wait your turn anyway. We've got Shelby Jackson here with us. I think.
Maybe. Oh, did Jesse mess his mic up doing the thing?
We did.
Wait, could you guys not hear her at all?
No.
No.
Oh, that's lame.
Darn it.
There she is.
Hi. I'm here.
Hi. All right, very good. And, of course, the man himself, Tanner Calvert, here with us this week.
Where are the white women at?
Oh, well, there's Lindsay and there's Shelby. Maria's asleep in the living room. Mandy's somewhere out there.
She's at work.
Oh, there you go. Let me sip my coffee real quick. Jesse, you know who the motherfucker of the week is?
Who's that, buddy?
It's depression and anxiety.
Oh,
can they qualify?
I don't know, because they are motherfuckers all the time.
I was about to say, of the century?
of history.
There you go.
I had a conversation today with Billy Wolfert, the king of the peanut gallery, King Peanut, and we were talking about anxiety and depression and stuff like that. He mentioned how he feels, sometimes he feels like he's not there. We were talking about relationship trouble, and he was telling me about how he has a habit of latching on to the first person that gives him attention because he feels like otherwise nobody notices him. And I told him, in honesty, I usually feel the same way. I feel like I'm invisible. And he had this shocked look on his face, and he was like, that's impossible. When I think of you, I think of Mr. Charming and entertaining, and that it's a good facade that I put on. It's a character that I play. But I've said it before that the real Shannon Young is a neurotic, borderline sociopathic, just giant mess. And my problem, I have this thing that, and Hunter said it before, I have an imposter syndrome where I feel like I'm not even a real person. I don't really know what I am, but I will be exposed at some point for the fraud that I am, that I'm not a good, decent human being. So we've all got some issues. And I've just been...
Shannon, please don't go around exposing yourself.
If you don't want us exposing ourselves. And that's what I'm talking about. I share my pain. Tanner goes, Shannon, go with the funny jokes again. See, this is why I don't tell you guys anything. That's why I don't share.
No, you see here. I don't know where I was going with that. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, it's perfectly fine. Just let it be a lesson to you that, if you see somebody and they seem like they got it all together, maybe they don't. So let's all be a little kind to each other. Otherwise, I really don't. I don't have a motherfucker of the week per se.
Didn't we have Saudi in the car?
I have
ride?
A motherfucker of the week.
Okay. All right, I got one.
Yeah,
whoever
she was angry with it.
Fuck designs women's purses and doesn't make them a decent goddamn size.
Oh, here we go with this shit again.
I am tired of all Shannon, the fun, nerdy her. Fandom purses either being itty bitty teeny tiny or like backpack huge. Like,
no,
I just
a
want a decent, like,
Lindsay.
Purse. This, what?
All right, Tanner, I'm going to get to your point in 1 second. I just want to point out to Lindsay, you're talking about your problems. You're upset because your backpack, Your purse was too small. Lindsay, yes. there are children in China that work very hard to make that backpack for you.
No, they didn't make this one.
And you need to show them some respect.
I wanna kind of piggyback on that and say, why can't we have pockets on pants? What's up yes. with that?
Like, what's up with it?
I would say, why do they need pants? Am I right, guys? High fives all around.
Like, don't so get I'm me gonna, wrong. I'm gonna I piggyback like the bag on... I got, but it's freaking tiny.
Well, I'm going to piggyback on Lindsay's complaint and say, why the fuck don't they make nerd shirts, nerd apparel of any kind for big guys?
Or on anything other than black.
I mean, you can get up.
I don't even give a damn about that.
I was about to say, the shirts that I find for huskier gentlemen are always black.
that's because, you know, that's the best color.
It's really true. There's a ton of it online, but yeah, going to a store to try to find a nerdy shirt, like, yeah, good luck finding anything bigger than an XL. So, have you seen the target audience for this stuff?
And just clothes in general, Lindsay will vouch for me. My trouble, like, if I go shopping, I have such a weird body shape. I guess I don't know what it is.
Shannon, you fall in the territory of big and tall. They don't make
well, it. Yeah. It's mostly the broad shoulders. Right. And then he feels like he's wearing a dress because he's not built like a square. He's not a rectangle.
Yeah. So if I go shopping in a normal section, then it once it gets on my shoulders and like my chest, I feel like I'm bursting out of it Hulk style. But then if I go to the big and tall section and I put on a shirt that fits my chest and my big arms and all that, then it goes down to my knees and it feels like I'm wearing a muumuu. I can't win.
Yeah, because I have the same problem, and it's because like you can find clothes that are big, or you can find clothes that are for tall people. There's not. It says the big and tall section, but there's not both.
don't.
They need that. It's like the comma, not.
Right. Don't find yourself. Don't find yourself in the middle ground. Yeah, if you're somewhere in the middle, you're fucked.
Yeah, because it's like the only thing that I can find is like. You know, this dude is 450 pounds and 5'3", or this guy's 150 pounds and 6'9". I'm like, come on.
So here's the solution I found. Anybody asked me what size shirt I wear a 4X. I cannot wear a 4X. If I put on a regular 4X, it looks like a cutoff t-shirt.
Because
I'm just Joe Dirtin out there with my belly hanging out.
Because Tanner is of the three of us. The biggest and the tallest.
Tanner is a mountain of a man.
He truly is.
And I mean that in a completely complimentary way. I'm not... Tanner is just big and strong. And, like, I've seen you dress super nice before. Like, you've come in a nice button-down shirt. Just look at the picture that we took for the... What is it? The 100th show? 200th show? Something like that? Where we all got together?
Oh, yeah.
You look nice. I can't imagine what a struggle it must be to find clothes that make you look nice, because everyone always asks me, like, why do you always wear a jacket, or why do you always wear like tank tops and stuff like that? Because I can't wear anything else. If I wear...
Well, I've told you, and Jesse, same thing for you now. JCPenney is the only place to find clothes to fit people like us.
It's a shame they're getting ready to go out of business.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, oh. I know. Which, like, on one hand, it sucks because... You know, because the Foundry, which is a company that they're a parent company of, but the Foundry does big and tall clothing, especially jeans. All the clothes I wear are Foundry now because they make clothes that fit me. On the other hand, it's cool because I keep going to all these different JCPenney's that are closing down, and I'm just bringing in clothes like crazy.
But see,
I've got a brand new, in which Shannon, you would enjoy this, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh. Shaq Diesel?
He makes Shaq Diesel. He has a suit line that is strictly at JCPenney's, and it's strictly for big guys. It is very nice stuff.
I always hated being in the classification of big guy, because I don't feel like a big guy. And depending on the pictures, I don't look like a big guy.
It's your shoulders. And it, for me,
I have big shoulders.
Yes, I have a belly, but my big thing is I'm tall in the torso.
So, you're a mountain. That's what I said.
Tanner, you're tall in general.
It's yes. like, well, okay.
So if I tell y'all the length of my pants, you'd be shocked, because my dad, who is 5'10", he and I wear the exact same length pants.
I have a similar problem on a smaller scale, Tanner.
Yeah, yeah. No, I have super short legs.
You're like one of those little munchkin kittens.
My height is all in my legs. My torso is short.
Yeah, and your boobs.
That has nothing to do with height.
Sorry.
I was about to say, are you saying that her boobs are short?
No, but it does make finding shirts really hard.
Exactly. Thank you, Shelby.
Shelby, I understand the woman's plight by this issue.
I'm like, it fits everywhere but here. Great.
Button-up shirts are non-existent for Shelby.
Oh, no.
That's also why Lindsay wears a lot of tank tops.
Yep.
Because she will also bust out of her shirt Hulk style. I've seen it happen. I've seen her walk in with the button pop there where the breastuses are.
Yeah. Shelby is nodding solemnly.
It's the same. It's the same reason I can't wear skinny jeans. I pop right out of the crotch. It just burst out like the alien from someone's chest. Every, you know what? I want to say this, and I never really compliment myself or anything, but every girlfriend that I've had has complimented me on my penis size. And to them, I want to say, after everything I gave you, why would you lie to me? Okay. That's all.
So in proportion to torso to legs, y'all, this is me.
For the listeners out there, he posted Johnny Bravo.
Zoinks. I don't know what my body shape would be. I feel better when I wear tank tops because it shows off more of my actual figure. I guess that sounds weird. It shows off more of the way my body is shaped, because if I wear just normal clothes, it just drapes over my chest, or it drapes over my, you know, it just doesn't look right. So I got to wear tight clothes. I'm in that weird spot where I have to wear tight clothes to show off the fact that I have a form. But if I wear clothes that are tight to show off that I have a form, it also shows off all the flaws on that form. So
that is the hazard of tight clothing.
Weird place to be in there. So that's why I just wear garbage bags.
There you go. That's the safest of all clothing.
I throw on my muumuu and cape and my fat guy hat, and I go down to the theater and watch a movie.
Go into town and get yourself a dialing wand.
Because my hands are too fat. I can't press the keys anymore. I can't even play mouse and keyboard. That's why I got to play controller. Jesse, a lot of stuff happened this week.
I'm feeling uncomfortable with this because I fat finger everything. Let's just continue.
All right. I need someone. Ciro, if you're listening, I need you to make a song to Tanner saying I fat finger everything and make it a love song.
Oh, God.
You know what? That's fine. I'll take it.
All right. And then also put at the end. Okay. You know what? That's fine. I'll take it because he's taking it instead. Real quick shout out to our good buddy Zane Laney, who is recovering from the COVID. And oh, no. I would not say that out loud, but he posted on his Facebook, so I figure it's fair game. Plus, we love Zane just like 100%. So I always want to mention Zane on the show. Congrats, Zane. Hope you're feeling better. Jesse, busy week. I don't know if you heard. There were a couple of arrests.
I heard some, about one or two.
There was some shenanigans, I think. What happened this week? Something. Oh, Donald Trump got impeached. Yeah.
Again.
For the second time.
Donald and the Giant Peach, part two.
Part two.
Now, the question is, will the Senate convict?
No. Because it doesn't matter how many Republicans ran their mouth about how they'll convict. They're absolutely not going to convict. Some of them will vote to convict, but it won't be enough. I think Mitch McConnell will wait to see how everybody else votes, and then he will, you know, see how the wind's going, because he's
a coward.
He's very cowardly, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like we talked about last week. It's slowly but surely getting to where, like, now Republicans do have to distance themselves because it is no longer politically advantageous to support Trump. But at the same time, you know, like, there might be mass rioting from a bunch of rednecks if you do actually convict Trump.
Yeah, Republicans are in a tight spot right now, and it's a monster that they created. It was the Trojan horse, and they all rode inside of it to get into power, and now they're dealing with the consequences.
Was it a Trojan horse, or was it Pandora's box?
No, they all stuffed themselves into Trump's fat ass and went inside the gates of democracy.
So it's a Trojan mule.
A big orange one.
Pandora's
I almost feel bad for Republicans, but I don't. because this is the kind of shit we've been talking about for I don't know how long, that this was going to happen, that eventually something would happen where everyone would turn. And now you see them all twisting in the wind, and they're trying to get back in everyone's good graces, but you can't at this point. You can't redeem yourself after how far you've let it go. With that said, I want to say that I'm not 100% convinced the impeachment was the right thing to do. I know everyone's kind of on the bandwagon of good, impeach him. I don't really, unless they can convict him and prevent him from taking office again, I think the impeachment was almost a waste. Because what did it do?
He's already out the door.
Yeah, they should not have impeached him unless they knew, or unless they already had confirmation that the Senate was going to go through with it.
Yeah, because otherwise, what does it do?
Because if he is successfully impeached, like if he's actually convicted, then he can't run for president again.
Well, okay, that is something that I had to look up. So apparently, and I don't know if you know this because I didn't know this, just convicting him does not equal him being unable to run. They have to have a separate vote. So basically they have to get a 2/3 vote to convict him, and then they only have to have a majority vote to declare that he can no longer run for office again. So it's much easier to get if they convict him, but just convicting him in general does not prevent him from running for office again.
Well, I mean, presumably, if they
convict him, they're going to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. If they got a 2/3 vote to convict him, then they're going to also do that. So I did not know that it was two separate votes, but I guess that kind of makes sense.
But it doesn't matter because they're not going to convict him. And they shouldn't have impeached him.
No, they're not.
I think that the only thing the impeachment did is it pissed off more people. The same people. And this is the reason why they have the National Guard all over. This is the reason that people are boarding up their businesses near the inauguration. I mean, it's going to get bad. I fully expect something terrible to happen in the next couple of days. I was watching the news earlier, and they said that they've already discovered like 4 plots by extremists to assassinate members of Congress or the president himself. So
they found a lot of like truly heinous shit in that big parlor leak.
That's another thing. You know, we don't have time to talk about all this, but I do want to go on record and saying this again, and that I think the parlor leak was terrible. I do. Like, I appreciate the fact that there's so much to unpack here. Let's just start at the beginning. Apparently there was a breach. All this parlor stuff was released online. People have been down. The feds are watching it, whatever. I think it's terrible that this was all released, because I don't think parlor itself is a bad thing. I think if conservatives want a place to you know, echo chamber how much they hate Democrats and how stupid Biden is, go for it.
They need it. They need their safe space.
I don't care. Yeah. And that's fine. They have every right to do that. Like, I don't like it, but I will. What's that old saying? I don't like it, but I'll defend to my death the right for you to do it.
Parler is a disgusting, horrible cesspool. But yeah, they should be allowed to have their horrible, disgusting cesspool.
People that are actually making threats and stuff, because Parler could not regulate their own site. They could not regulate their own app.
That was by design. Like they purposely, they advertised it that way.
You know what it is, don't you?
What's that?
It's the episode of It's Always Sunny when the bar turns complete freedom. And it turns out when you have complete freedom, it just leads to complete chaos. And, what did Lindsay say?
Lindsay's
having internet issues, yeah.
And your internet is also seeming to be having some issues, because you're going robotic on me.
Well, that's crazy. I hear you just fine. Can you hear me now? We don't need this.
I mean, right I can now. Hear you. You just, like, okay. Occasionally you sound a little robo-y.
Point is, I think that the leak was bad. I think that these people should not have their private information posted online, their private pictures, their videos, and stuff like that. I am against that. I don't care if they're Republican. I don't care if they're conservative. I think that is a bad thing. We don't, because it's like people said, what if it was reversed? What if it was some kind of liberal forum that was hacked and released, and all of, you know, your personal info was put out there? Like, it's bad no matter what it is.
And it's one of those things, like, I would agree with you were it not for the fact they were using that platform to plot terrorist acts.
Yeah, but not everybody was. That's my point.
I understand that. Like, and it is really unfortunate for everybody else that a few bad people kind of ruined that. But like, it's weird for me to like really land on either side of it. Normally, like I said, I'd be right there with you. But the whole like plotting terrorist actions has me leaning towards like, yeah, it's probably good that this all got leaked, and then Amazon, seeing how terrible their service was, went ahead and pulled them off. Yeah, but by that I mean like the developers screwed up so bad that they had something that what's the word I'm looking for? Penetrable? That's probably unsafe. Not the right word.
Hackable?
Yeah, hackable. That works. Like they have something with that like lax of security that people have no problem just like it was routine stuff that they did and set it up. So AWS kicked them off for that and, you know, the terrorist stuff. But
Okay. And that's my other question. So I want to firmly establish that I think hacking people's personal info is wrong, no matter yes. who you are. I don't think there should be attack on free speech just because I don't like it. I said I disagreed with punching a Nazi in the face. Remember, I was that guy that said, I don't know if this is right. If a man, you know, is saying these stupid things, but he has every right to say it and he gets punched for it. That's a hard one for me to really land on, because I also, my insides say punching a Nazi in the face is perfectly fine. But the legal side of me said, okay, but is what he did actually wrong? Or was he exercising his freedom of speech, which is one of the cornerstones of America?
And that's what you've got to look at it. Like, yeah, you have freedom of speech. He will not be arrested for being a Nazi. He will not be arrested for saying anything about being a Nazi.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Yeah, you convinced me. I actually never thought of that. No one suppressed his... The government did not suppress his right to say Nazi things. An individual suppressed his jaw with his fist. And that stopped yes. him.
Because, you know, Nazis perpetrate violence, like, and awful, heinous acts. Yeah, by all means, punch a Nazi in the face.
But my other question is, if the law enforcement is actually looking at these Parler leaks for evidence, is that legal? Is that submissible in court? Because, you know, legally, if you're a cop and you're or a detective and you're doing an investigation and you acquire evidence illegally, it will be thrown out of court. So if they're basing their arrests and their investigations on these Parler leaks in part, even, is that legal?
Well, I guess the question you have to ask is it illegal to grab that information from those leaks?
Well, because the leaks themselves were illegal.
Were they?
Hacking and releasing private information? I imagine that's very illegal, isn't it?
It wasn't private. They posted it on a forum.
They posted on a forum, yeah, but the part of the agreement was never that anybody could just download it and use it against them. Like, that was never in the cards. That was...
No, but what, no. Once you post something on the internet, it's free.
Yeah, like, they posted it on a public forum. Like, even if their privacy settings were set to where only friends or whatever could see it, they still posted it on a public forum. Where the only thing the contract says is that the owners are not liable for, you know, you getting in trouble for what you say, or they're not liable for the things that you say on this public forum. Like, if it would be one thing if it was a phone call and the phone call is recorded and leaked, but even that in some states is not illegal.
What about
only one party has to in a lot of states, Missouri not being one of them, Missouri is a two-party consent. But in a lot of states, it's one-party consent. If one person is cool with it being recorded, then it's completely legal. And they absolutely submit it to the court.
What if they're private messages?
I guess it depends on the website. But as far as I can tell, like, if you're sending messages to people, you are doing so with the understanding that somebody could find them. It's just like... if you confess something in a private letter to someone, that's evidence, right? If you write down that you committed a crime in a diary, that's only meant for your eyes.
But wouldn't it depend on how you got the letter? Because if the letter was in a private place and you took it without a warrant or something like that, then that would be thrown out. If the letter was handed over to you, then sure, that would be submissible. So because this stuff was hacked and then released and it wasn't the person themselves giving consent to the police to look at it, I agree with you. I agree with you, but I think it's going to be gray enough that I think it could cause some problems in court. I do. I think that this, and I'm hoping they're not basing their investigation just on the parlor stuff. And they really don't have to, because how many of the people at the Capitol Hill attack were, you know, are they're all over the news? There are so many images of these people.
They're posting their selfies. But no, I think that anything they got off that parlor stuff, like, you could, it was posted to the public. Like, they, it's not like police went in and grabbed it. I think it's perfectly admissible in court. I don't see why any reason it wouldn't be.
I wish we had some lawyers that listen to the show, because I would like to hear their take on it. Because what you're saying makes sense, but there's just something to me about a hack release that just seems like it wouldn't be kosher. But I don't know. I don't know. Because what you're saying makes absolute sense.
Oh, God. The lag on there. So we got lag from your end, and it went since.
No, that's how I said it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Lindsay, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, but I still only heard about a third of your conversation.
It was boring. Don't worry. We lost most of the listeners, honestly.
Probably.
We don't have time to talk about all of this. Maybe we'll continue it over tomorrow in a special episode. It's not horse time tomorrow. Tomorrow's episode is Parker time, and it will be in honor of our leader, the great Parker, the dog. Because there's other stuff to talk about, too. I also would like to mention, I'm sure you heard about what's going on with Rudy Giuliani today.
I actually did not
hear about Rudy Giuliani.
Tanner, did you hear what happened to Mr. Giuliani?
I have not.
America's mayor, right? Disbarred? Well, guess what? No. Donald Trump has advised his team not to pay him.
Oh.
So now it's look. Yeah. Trump is not paying Giuliani's legal fees because Giuliani did not win.
Weren't they offering him like an absolutely outrageous sum of money to represent him?
$25,000 a day.
Yeah, that was it.
Let that sink in. $25,000 a day to fail.
And not only that, if they're not giving him the money, then Rudy just basically tanked his career what he thought was a very substantial amount of money, because he's been doing that defense for months.
Yeah, that's what somebody on the line said.
That's the funniest part about this. He's absolutely ruined his career for not a penny.
Because people are talking about legitimately him getting disbarred.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And it's worse than that. Lindsay, what were you going to say real quick?
I said he's going to end up suing Trump.
That's exactly what's going to happen. There's already talk about him suing Trump.
And Trump will do to him what he did to every single contractor he skipped the bill on.
It's sad. After the 9/11 attacks, I can't remember anyone that was more visible and more respected than Rudy Giuliani. He was America's mayor. I remember watching him through all the press conferences. I remember when Saturday Night Live came back, Giuliani and the firefighters from New York took the stage with Lorne Michaels and did the intro for it. And it was very somber. It was very, very uplifting. And I just remember thinking to myself that Giuliani was not a hero, but he was very respectable. He was a longtime prosecutor. I mean, the dude was a star. He ran for president a couple years ago. Didn't really work out too well. He didn't get very far. But this partnership with Donald Trump has absolutely ruined his legacy. I mean, not only professionally, because, you know, he failed. He failed constantly and made himself look like a fool with his lies. But even personally, we all remember the sweat dye dripping down his face. We remember him.
He will forever be known as the guy that was leaking on stage and begging for a trial by combat.
And don't forget when he what's the term they used to use? Dropped ass in court twice on microphone. Yeah, Giuliani looks like a joke at this point, and what a sad
Giuliani
ending.
Giuliani is a joke at this point.
Well, they all are, Jesse. They're all jokes at this point, especially Lindsey Graham, who said last week or just a couple days ago that enough was enough, count me out. And then yet yesterday he was flying with Donald Trump on Air Force One. So there you go. Bunch of cowards. All right. Anything else that we can touch on briefly before we get out of here? Before we move on to the happier subjects? Because there's so much news this week that we're going to have to extend these shows. I'm going to have to bring in a new show on Saturdays just to wrap up the news of the week. Yeah, I think we're going to do that from now on.
Well, if you guys got the, you know, if you guys listened to last week's show, you know, I had mentioned one of my goals for this year was to get a truck. Guess what, folks?
Yes.
I got a truck.
He got a truck.
Jesse joined the Redneck Army.
Woohoo!
Oh, Jesse.
We all met.
Now,
bad news if you're
going
to try to install
like,
Parler.
I have thought a whole lot about, like, I need to get some bumper stickers for the truck, just really shatter that image, throw on, like, a few Black Lives Matter stickers, some Pride stickers.
You're not going to do Shannon's favorite and invest in truck nuts?
Truck nuts.
No, I'm not going to invest in truck nuts.
Shannon. Okay, breaking news real quick for horror fans.
Hey.
Peter Mark Richmond passed away.
That name is unfamiliar to me.
He played Charles the Principal off of Friday the 13th, Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan.
That's a, I mean, that's sad. That's a, yeah, that's a big stretch there.
No, because he's done other stuff.
Name one.
Hang on.
No, you can't look it
he's
up.
He's going to hit up IMDb.
That's cheating. I think Tanner Tanner just revels in his ability to derail the show with death.
In other sad news, today is the one-year anniversary of Alan Rickman's death.
I am very, very sad.
And other sad news, Donald Trump, still alive.
Still president.
Oh.
I saw somebody on Facebook, I'm not going to name any names, but I saw somebody on Facebook that posted hashtag hang Josh Hawley or Missourians to hang Hawley or something like that. And people were cheering that on and they were like, yeah, hey, join the club, stuff like that. And I thought to myself, this is wrong. Like this,
yeah, I want him out of office.
Right.
I don't want him lynched.
Yeah. We don't do that in 20. I mean, we're not supposed to do that in 2021 when we disagree with our politicians. We don't tie them up and kill them. We vote
them
out of office.
From office. Yeah.
Right. But I guess, I don't know, maybe it's leaking over to the left now where they see what the right's doing. They see what these extremists are doing and how they talk and how they're doing things. And now they're just like, screw it. We're going to do the same thing, especially now, because I'm sure the left feels really empowered. We won the Senate. We won the House. We got the presidency. So now it's our turn to be shitty to everybody. And like, I kind of jumped on that bandwagon immediately because it did feel good to throw it in their faces that like, no, the past 4 years were a mistake and you are on the wrong side of history. But now it's not our turn to be on the wrong side of history. We have to keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
No, we have to continue to be better than them.
A form of normalcy where you're being a human being, not a freaking mob of sheep.
Yeah, the sheep mob.
Scrum, scrum. Sheep mob.
Guap Lord. And smoked cheddar to ass getter. All right. Anyway, let's get to today's topic. Lindsay, if you can hear me through that.
I can hear you at the
through
moment.
Through 1992 dial-up. Please.
Yeah.
Tell us what the top five is tonight.
So tonight, we're going to discuss our top five supporting characters from TV series.
All right. You guys know what a TV is, right?
No.
Not anymore, no.
I generally don't watch TV, but I do have lists for this, so I'm actually kind of excited for this one, because I thought this gives me a chance to really put a spotlight on some of the people that that just my favorite characters, and I'm excited. So let's get this started. I am almost positive Jesse can't steal any from me, but I'm not.
I might steal one from you, depending on where you dig.
I swear to God, if you pick the one that I'm thinking of, I will
think
slaughter
I'll steal
your...
anything from you.
I mean, I'm always the last one on the round anyway, so it's not like it matters.
Unless you go first, because my first one is not the one I'm thinking you might steal. But let's see how this goes. Let's swing it over to Jesse Kimball first. This is top five supporting characters on television. Jesse, what do you got all first?
Right. My first one is going to be...
Son of a bitch. Alex, oh, sorry. Wait, I'll wait.
Alex Louise Armstrong, the strong arm alchemist.
That doesn't count. Anime doesn't count.
Hey! Yes, it does. It counts.
Anime doesn't count.
It counts because Armstrong is amazing. The entire Armstrong family is amazing. So
wait, absolutely.
Was Shelby on my side or Jesse's?
Jesse's side.
Yeah, I figured as much. All right.
I don't know why she didn't volunteer that information herself.
probably because she's afraid of you. She's afraid to speak up.
No, I'm not afraid of you.
That didn't sound very convincing to me at all.
No, it didn't. Not at all. Jesse, tell me about Hamstrong.
All right, she kissed me, so we're okay. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Armstrong. Alex Louis Armstrong. He's the strong arm alchemist. What more do you need? He sparkles when he flexes.
He sparkles. He's a good
dude, and he's always there to save the day. I love Armstrong.
And he's
voiced by Chris Sabat, and it's spectacular. And
he got big muscles.
He has real big muscles.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. Uh-oh. I love Chris Sabat. Great voice actor. I cannot listen to him do anything and not sound like Piccolo or Vegeta.
He doesn't sound like Vegeta very often.
He sounds like Piccolo a lot, though.
He does sound like Piccolo a lot.
Did he do Vegeta's... I can't do Vegeta's voice. I don't know why.
Yes, he did. He did Vegeta's voice as well as...
Piccolo.
Vegeta was my favorite part of Dragon Ball. I don't like Dragon Ball, but the parts I did like about Dragon Ball were Vegeta and Android 18.
I'm pretty sure he does Yamcha too.
And Bulma, because her name's Bulma Briefs, and that's the stupidest name. And she was played by Emmy Rossum in the movie. All right, enough talk about Dragon Ball. Let's move. What? What?
Emmy Rossum was what? Bulma in the movie?
Yeah.
The live action.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, yeah. And Tanner, you were correct. Christopher Sabat was also Yamcha.
That's what I thought. He does a lot of voices on that show.
Jesse, do you know who was Piccolo in the live action movie?
Oh, God. Who?
James Marsters. Spike from Buffy.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I thought you'd like that. Okay, let's go over, since she kissed you, let's go over to Shelby and find out what she's got on her list at first.
First for me is Ed from Cowboy Bebop.
Okay, guys, anime. Seriously, 1 week without anime.
It's not going to happen.
You're on the wrong show with the wrong people if you want that.
Who the fuck are you talking about, Hayseed?
I cosplayed Ed. Ed is my first cosplay. That's what I was about to get to.
That's true.
Back in college.
Ed was my fourth favorite character on Cowboy Bebop.
She was great. I loved her.
Was your favorite Faye Valentine?
No, surprisingly, my favorite was. It was surprisingly, it was Spike. I actually like Spike.
That would not have been my guess. I would have guessed Jet Black.
Yeah.
No, or actually, it was Vicious. Yeah, I take it all back. It was Vicious. The hair, the coat, the sword, the death.
For a second,
everything.
I thought you were about to hit me with
Ein. The dog.
I mean, come on. when he ate the mushrooms, you know? Come on. All right, but what's Ed's full name? Lindsay, be quiet. I heard her squeak.
You know her full name?
Yeah, Shelby? I don't know her full name.
All right, Lindsay, go ahead.
Edward Long Hal Peplo Trevusky the Fourth.
Nice.
That's a mouthful.
It was something you really, catch really
any,
long.
Did you catch any of it?
No, I did. I heard all of it.
I caught like syllables 1, 2, and 5.
Okay, do it again,
I'm
Lindsay.
Edward Long Hal Peplo Trevusky the Fourth.
There it is.
Because I think my internet's kind of like going out too. Discord is telling me I've got a ping of 704 milliseconds.
You're just gonna have to listen to the show afterwards because she's not doing it again.
I'm not doing.
No,
it
I heard.
Again.
I heard
Sorry,
it that time. We're good. We're good. No, I heard.
All right,
heard
Big
it. We're,
T.
We're all
right. 846.
Yeah, our internet's not great right
okay.
Now.
I'm sitting at a solid 23. just for the record.
I don't even know what you're looking at.
Hover over the bars next to voice connected, and how many milliseconds is it?
22.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a little red bar. Oh, hey, it went up to a yellow bar.
All right.
You heard me talking smack, so now it's up to 460. Oh, no, it's back down.
Just in time for Tanner. Tanner, go ahead.
Gina Linetti, Brooklyn 99.
Oh,
snap.
I had trouble picking any character on Brooklyn 99 because they all feel like main characters.
Yeah, but I really enjoy her.
No, that's fair. I love Gina. I love all the characters on Brooklyn 99, but I was trying to think of, like, most of them don't feel like supporting characters, I guess, especially like towards the later seasons. Everybody kind of gets their, like, storylines and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did somebody from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because I couldn't make myself do it.
Out of curiosity today and some downtime, I just looked up, like, a random list of, like, best supporting characters online that someone looked up, and she was on that list.
Okay.
Tanner, I do know this actor, by the way.
I would say of
the... I do know this actor.
Chelsea Peretti?
No.
Or are you talking about, Richman?
Peter Mark Richman.
Yeah. I kept bouncing between her and Holt, but I'm like, man.
Yeah, Holt is definitely not a supporting character, but is one of my favorite characters in this show.
He's classified as a supporting character, but I couldn't pick him as it because he's, yeah.
Oh, wow. Our whole internet's just bad. I can't even load IMDb. Oh, there it goes.
I will go next because I am worried that Lindsay's going to try to take this one from me now. So I'm going to post the picture in here. Lindsay will get it automatically. No one else will. Then I'll say who it is.
No, you're safe on that one.
Okay. Does anybody know who that is? Just for the record.
The actor somebody looks really familiar.
Close, Tanner. That is Lindsay McDonald from Angel. Yeah.
He is a really good character, too.
One, look at him. Like, I aspire to look like that. The hair, I mean, like, if I could look in a mirror that made me handsome, it would be that. That's like the handsome.
I was about to say, does look like a handsome, like a very handsome version of Shannon.
I'm about to say, watch your fucking self. It's okay if I do it. But if you do it.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, how about this? An unrealistic version of Shannon.
That's still insulting. Let's just say alternate universe.
Alternate universe. Well, because that's the opposite joke I make. I've got a buddy that I swear looks like a realistic version of, really attractive blonde actor from La La Land.
Ryan Gosling.
That's the one.
Ryan Gosling. I'm sweating now. Now I got palm sweats. Lindsay McDonald. Let me tell you about Lindsay. So there is a evil demonic law firm in Angel called Wolfram and Hart, and get it, Wolfram and Hart. It took me a while to get that one. And Lindsay is one of he's just a human. He's just a really shitty person. He's a lawyer who is always scheming against Angel, but then eventually he gets his hand cut off, he grows his hair long, because he has short hair in the beginning, and then as he becomes more of an anti-hero, he grows his hair longer. Eventually, by the end of the series, he goes back and forth between good guy and bad guy. So he's kind of like Magneto in a way. And then he has my favorite. Well, I don't know. Is this really spoiling a show from 20 years ago?
Go for it. I'm going to watch it if they haven't yet.
So the final part of his character arc is they have this giant battle in Los Angeles between good and evil, and he agrees to help them. So him and this demon named Lorne, who's a lounge singer who could tell your future by singing, don't question it. Just go with it. Lindsay also has a song that he does in there that is amazing because he's also a country singer. So there you go. But they fight the enemies. They battle each other and all that. They win. And then as they win, Lorne just shoots Lindsay. Just shoots him. Because Angel asked him to. Because Angel knew that Lindsay would never actually be good. And that it was better to just kill him now than deal with him later on. And Lindsay's final words are like, "You weren't supposed to kill me. Angel was." It's just such a cool character and such a cool arc.
I'm not supposed to die to some second.
To a lackey. Yeah. Lindsay was badass. I love Lindsay. That's my first pick. Okay. Lindsay. Speaking of Lindsay. Lindsay.
Well, since you picked him, I'll jump the other one up in the list. And I was going to say Lorne.
I'll find a picture.
I like the lounge singer demon. Like, he's just great, and he's just like, why am I doing this again?
Yeah, he
since he reads people's feelings and futures from singing, he's constantly like, oh, I have to listen to you sing again.
Because Angel is a terrible singer, and that's part of the joke. And they all mm-hmm. go to the lounge to sing to get their future read.
And they're like, he's not going to sing, is he?
And when they walk in, Lindsay is already singing, and he sings this amazing song, and they're all like captivated. And then Angel sings, and he's super awkward and has no talent. It's very funny. And that actually reminds me of what Lindsay says to Lauren at the end when Lauren pulls the gun on him. Lindsay says, I could sing for you. And Lauren says, you know, like, oh, honey, I've heard you sing, and shoots him. It's just great. And then Lauren gets depressed because he killed somebody. He's never killed anyone.
Yep.
And he disappears and is never seen again.
He pieces out. Yep.
Yeah. That was his final gift to Angel. Oh, man, Angel's such a good show.
It really is.
Oh, I mean, I'm really sweating now. All right, let's go back to Jesse.
Back to me. All right. I'm going to pick another Chris Sabat character with a Kuwabara from Yu Yu Hakusho. And I promise this is my last anime.
Hated him at first, but going back and rewatching it, he is such a great character.
Yeah, I watched...
Exact same.
Because I didn't watch through it when I was a kid or anything, so I watched through it as an adult. And just immediately, I was like, I love Kuwabara. That big, goofy adult.
No, as a kid, I hated Kuwabara. And then as I watched it again as an adult, I was like, oh, he's not so bad.
Yeah, he became my favorite character in that show.
Yeah, no, easily. He definitely, it's all about different viewpoint.
Yeez. I love Kuwabara.
Okay.
He's the one with the orange pompadour, Shannon.
That does nothing for me.
He's the fighter of love. The defender of love.
Yeah, he starts out as Shelby. Kind of a bully that just gets his butt handed to him by... All right, well, yeah, go ahead, Shelby.
Shelby, who I'm sure is not going to pick anything from anime.
But one thing on my list is anime. I guess I could just go Ka Dargo from Farscape was one of my favorite characters.
I love Farscape. Hey, that works. Yeah, tell us about him.
There you go. So he was... He comes from a race of aliens who were actually used as slaves, and they have these crazy, like, piercings around their collarbones that show that they were slaves, and it becomes a point of honor at one point. But he's just, like, the big, weird, angry guy who slowly learns to not be so angry and not judge people instantly for shitty things that their race has done in their past. I don't know. I like him a lot. He does a lot of growing.
Has anyone else actually watched Farscape? Because that was one of those that was such a weird old sci-fi show that no one
it's
really...
It's one I mean to go back and watch, but I've never actually watched it.
I think gotcha. Andrew it's a good show. Loves Farscape. I've never watched it.
Yeah. Chiara was like my second pick from that one, but I think Dargo was... He was just cooler.
Okay. That's gonna swing it over to Tanner. Let's go with your second pick.
Cisco Ramon, The Flash.
Oh, I love Cisco.
Okay, cool. That was great. Yeah. Yeah, no, Cisco's like the best part of that show, honestly, for me.
I don't know if he's the best part, but I did love Cisco. Yeah, he's just a fun dude.
Well, he's always been known for wearing like the weird nerd shirts. And I remember after something, I think it was I can't talk about this. Something happens to where the world's changed, and he even comes out with a new nerd shirt. He goes, everything's changed, and he grabs a shirt and pulls it off of him. He goes, I don't even know where this damn shirt came from.
Tanner really on the nerd shirts tonight.
There's an
obsession.
Nerd shirts are awesome. They're fun.
Yeah.
I have one comic shirt, and I'm obsessed with getting more, but there's no more in my size.
I'm looking up Cisco on The Flash because I don't know that character. Okay, yeah, I still don't know that one.
Yeah, no, he's also awesome. Not watching The Flash. I'm like two seasons behind, which I think that show is done now.
No, it's still on. As far as I know, it's the only Arrowverse show still on right now, I think.
Yeah, well, because they started a bunch of new ones, but Arrow stopped a while ago. Supergirl is done
after this season.
Yeah, but they got the new Superman show, don't they? Lois and Clark.
Lois and Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superman and Lois, something like that.
Yeah.
And then
they're still doing a
Green Arrow and the Canaries got canceled before it even got started.
No, that it wasn't Green Arrow. It was
Yeah, it was.
No, the
it was his daughter.
Oh no, I was thinking of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff, not that. Because there was an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff with Mockingbird and the other guy. And that got canceled.
Oh,
That's my favorite TV show, Mockingbird and the other guy.
Because the other guy was just a new character for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, he wasn't... It was fine. Oh. And they can't... Like, those two exited the show because they were going to do their own spinoff. Like, they were written out of the show to do the spinoff. And then the spinoff didn't make it past the pilot, so those two were just out.
Oh, at least Cleveland got a couple seasons before his show got canceled. He got taken back, though.
He got taken back into the fold, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of them. All right, I'll go next. My next pick for best supporting characters, and I like to post pictures of my characters because I see if anyone knows the show or the character. So let's take a shot real quick. Anybody?
Yay!
Nope.
I do. Do you want me to say his name or are you saying his name?
Go ahead. What's his name, Lindsay?
It's Lord Bowler or something like that?
Lord Bowler. That's right. From The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. He was a black cavalry soldier who became a bounty hunter, and he was the rival. Did anybody watch Briscoe County? No, nobody watched Briscoe County Jr. except me.
I watched it with you.
I can't even get into the plot of it. It's Bruce Campbell. It's extensive. It's an amazing show. But Bowler was a rival bounty hunter, and then they teamed up and became friends. So he started as just a kind of an antagonist, but they liked the chemistry between him and Bruce Campbell so much that they put them together permanently for the entire series. And I mean, he was just tall and just badass. You might also remember the actor Julius Carey from, if anyone ever saw, what was the name of that movie? He was the Shogun, Shonuff. Help me out, Tanner.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, because it was Bruce Leroy.
Bruce Leroy.
Last Dragon.
Yes.
Yeah, it was The Last Dragon. He was the bad guy in it. He was Shonuff, the Harlem Shogun. Julius Carey is an amazing actor, God rest his soul. But Lord Bowler is one of my all-time favorite characters in a TV show. Lindsay.
Okay, don't get mad at me if you had this on your list, because I'm doing it. Bobby Singer from Supernatural.
I actually don't have anybody from Supernatural on my list.
I almost picked Bobby.
I freaking
love
Bobby.
He was the best part of that show.
Idiots.
I got so angry over so many things they did with his character.
Yeah, but they made up for it in that last episode, though.
Yeah.
You mean the last episode, like, of the entire series?
If it's the last one, I haven't watched that yet, but the last one of his that I did.
Yeah, go finish the series. I won't talk
to you. Yeah, I need to. I just haven't got to yet.
Okay.
But yes, Bobby.
All-time classic character. Let's go back to Jesse, because we're three in, and we have 7 minutes left.
Yeah, this is number three. My third one is going to be Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad. Crickets?
I don't know who that is. I don't know. I never watched Breaking Bad.
Oh. Did anybody in this chat or this room actually watch it?
No.
Because I know Shelby didn't. Yeah, she just said that.
Welcome to my world, nobody... Jesse.
Wow. But yeah, nope, the difference is that this was a massively popular show. Breaking Bad is a great show. He was the older guy. He was... an enforcer for, like, Saul Goodman and Gus Fring.
Wait. No, I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about now, because he was also in, because he's in the new show, Better Call Saul, too. And
yes. He's actually a lead character in Better Call Saul.
Yes, his actor was the second bad guy in Beverly Hills Cop. I forget his real name. I'm going to find it out. You keep talking.
That's fine. He's had a bunch of other minor roles and a bunch of stuff that's been great. I love that actor. But Jonathan Mike Ehrmantraut is just this badass dude that gets shit done. Don't give no fucks about nobody. Yep, that's him. Except for him and awesome. His. I love that character. He He is so awesome that he got a lead role in Better Call Saul, which is honestly, I think I enjoy Better Call Saul more than I did Breaking Bad, which is saying a lot for me because I absolutely loved Breaking Bad.
As you know, I'm a huge fan of Bob Odenkirk. So yes. It's very cool that he's succeeding so well with the Better Call Saul show and that it's not just like a one season spinoff that no one really cared for. I'm very happy about that.
And my take on it is not a hot take. Like, there's a lot of people that are like, Better Call Saul might be the better show of the two. And it's different. It's very different, but it is still just truly fantastic. And Shannon, honestly, you could watch it without having watched Breaking Bad if you just want to watch Bob Odenkirk star in something.
Because it's a prequel, like, right? So I really don't need to see Breaking Bad to understand it. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, there are characters that show up that you're like, oh, that's that character in Breaking Bad if you've watched it. But it's not, like, critical that you know who he is, who that character is.
Right.
Like, most of it is just giving you backstory on those characters. It's so good. I think it's on Netflix.
Either that or Hulu, one of them. I know it's on something because I've seen it advertised before. Shelby, what's next?
This one was a really hard pick for me because I couldn't decide which one I liked more, either Hiei or Genkai from Yu Yu Hakusho.
I love Genkai.
Right? She's so great.
Hiei was just Vegeta Light.
Yeah, but
all right, Vegeta's cool. I'm looking up Yu Yu Hakusho.
It's so good.
Hiei was he was Vegeta Light.
Which,
he's a little
edgelord. One? Which one is it?
Yeah. The black hair. He is the one in all black.
Hiei. Yeah.
Okay.
Vegeta Light.
He wears.
Yeah, he's.
He really. I mean, I wouldn't call it light. He's just a short.
He controls the shadow dragon. He's just a little badass.
Yeah, no, like it was when I was talking to Mandy about it, and had I watched Yu Yu Hakusho back when it was like airing in the mid to late 90s, I absolutely would. Oh, like, he would have been my favorite character.
Completely obsessed.
Oh yeah, Hiei would have been my favorite character because I love that little edgelord. But yeah, when I watched it, I'm like, Kuwabara, what up, dog?
I don't know if I just connected to those two because they're short, and I'm like, hey, I'm there with you.
I love Genkai, though. Oh, she's awesome. Such a badass.
Which one's Genkai?
The shortest one. Yeah. Other than the floating baby, because that's Kuenma.
Yeah, the little bitty woman on the far right of that group shot that Lindsay sent.
All right. We're going to move on to Tanner. And Tanner, if you have anyone from The Mandalorian, I say use them now.
Nope. My next choice is Barney Stinson.
How I Met Your Mother, played by Neil Patrick Harris?
Yes, sir. Yep.
I'm learning. Someone
I love
once,
Barney.
We talked about this on the show.
I just sent that to the group chat here.
We talked about this once on the show. Someone mistakenly once said that I reminded them of Barney. And when I said that out loud, everyone on the show went, how? And I got a little sad.
I mean, maybe sense of humor? I don't.
Well, there's the whole womanizing thing.
I've always been accused of being a womanizer, and let's move on.
You're just okay with taking it.
So Barney Stinson. Yeah, no,
Barney Stinson is awesome.
You don't have to say anything about that. Everyone knows who that is.
I don't think I have to describe that one at all. It's just...
No. Mine, you know what? From one funny comedy guy to another, I said this on the show last week, and I meant it. I'm keeping it. Jefferson Darcy from Married with Children. Is no one, Lindsay, Tanner, help.
I know, yes. Which one's Jefferson, yes.
Okay. Jefferson was the second husband of Marcy Rhodes, and like, he was a complete idiot. My favorite thing about
him. That was part of the best part of it, was that he was a complete idiot.
Yeah, but he wasn't a complete idiot. And I wish Hunter were here because he would back me up on this. There was an episode where they were talking about, basically, he was a spy. He was some kind of like double agent who was undercover. So like, it was all kind of an act. We think, I don't know, but he would go along with everything Al did. So he'd go to the strip club, the nudie bar. He'd put on the no ma'am shirt. But then when Marcy would show up, he would change it to a yes ma'am shirt. It was just very, very funny stuff. And Jefferson Darcy played. He's just, oh, he's so good. Don't go back and watch Married with Children now, especially if you have a girlfriend.
It doesn't hold up.
If you have a girlfriend under a certain age, like if you know, don't show it to her. They're not going to find it funny, especially if they're feminist in any way. Just leave that one in the memory box and hold it tight. Let's go to Lindsay.
My next one is the character that inspired this list, Niles Crane from Frasier.
Maris?
Maris? I watched his, like, dry, snide comments here and there, and then just, like, completely going blank anytime Daphne walks in the room.
Niles was my favorite part of Frasier. Absolutely.
The episode I was watching last night had the great one. He's like, I'm being a part of a therapy group for people that have abandonment issues, and I've been a no-show three times.
I always found Dr. Frasier Crane a little too, I don't know, smarmy, but there was something about Niles that I always really liked. He was very funny. Thin, too. Little skinny guy. Little stick boy. Smoke them little arms. Yes. Everyone is so quiet tonight, and I don't understand why.
It's actually bothering me.
My internet keeps cutting out.
Oh, Frasier was good. I just didn't have anything to add.
Say it.
Oh, I just didn't have anything to add to it.
I thought you were just going to be honest and say, like, I just wasn't paying attention. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I just have nothing to contribute with Frasier because I never watched that show. I've always been told that I would love it. But...
Jesse.
All right. My next one is going to be Turk from Scrubs.
Oh.
I love Turk.
I don't remember which one that is.
He's the black guy.
Yeah, Turk was JD's best friend. I did love the
janitor. I've only ever watched it when Bob had it on in the background. So
Donald Faison.
Yep, Donald Faison.
Yes. Oh, my God. Every time I hear Donald Faison, I first think of Big Worm from Friday, but that's Faison Love. I always get those two.
Hey, I do that exact same thing in my head. Any person that has like the same first name as somebody else's last name, they are transposable in my mind. Like, well, Jesse Kimball's Russell Crowe and weirdo. Kurt Russell. Okay. Yeah, Russell Crowe and Kurt Russell, same person in my head.
Oh, what was the one Asa did? You guys were trying to think of an actress, and he completely got it wrong, and I almost had an aneurysm. It doesn't matter. Not important.
That's not good for me, though, because we have a fan of this show whose name is Brian Tanner.
We do. Brian Tanner, good guy. Also a CCW fan. His son loves me, but then he hated me when I turned good. But then I assured him, don't worry, I'm still a dick, and he likes me again. So, okay. Shelby, what do you got?
I've got Cats from Courage the Cowardly Dog.
He's a cat character. It's not an anime, so.
No, it's not.
So Shannon's
I don't think I've ever seen this character. Is it this thing?
Yes.
I never really watched Courage the Cowardly Dog.
It'll load eventually here.
Yes, it's that one. He's one of the
I've never seen Courage.
Oh my God, it's really good. I think it still holds up, too, because it was...
If you want some creepy stuff, hit up Courage the Cowardly Dog. Like, that is way creepier than a kid's show should be.
Yeah.
I don't think I like this GIF.
The GIF has not loaded for us.
It is just okay. A picture.
Well, he's got
it
one arm.
It looks very inappropriate.
Yeah, he's got one arm up on the wall and the other one vigorously moving down low.
Oh, my. So.
Yeah.
It finally loaded.
That's filthy.
That's unfortunate.
This is what you want kids to see. We're going to move on to Tanner now. I'm going to have to get this image out of my head. Tanner.
So I spoke earlier about Zoe's Extraordinary playlist. I'm going to go with Mo from that show. That's played by Alex Newell. She is a transgender character that lives next door, is a beautiful singer, and is just so fucking funny.
Okay. I know nothing about this show other than I saw an ad for it once, so I have nothing to contribute. I'm so sorry, Tanner.
It's fine.
No, I'm a television connoisseur, but in this particular case, I got nothing. Okay. Now to move on to that you guys won't recognize. Alex Krycek.
That sounds really funny. Krycek.
Okay, maybe it's my internet or someone else's internet. There was nothing, and then it was like Alderaan. There was nothing, and then 1,000 voices screaming in agony at once. Did someone say they know Krycek?
That sounds super familiar, right?
What'd you say, Lindsay?
X-Files.
Yes, it's the X-Files. Alex Krycek was Mulder's replacement partner and turned out he was also a bad guy. I won't get into the details of it, but Hunter would agree with me that you could have given Krychek his own show as a spinoff and everyone would have watched it. You had Krychek, and then they replaced Mulder with Agent Doggett, played by Robert Patrick, and he was good, but you had Krychek right there. Krychek was awesome. Anyway, Lindsay.
Oh, we're back to me now, huh?
Yes.
Okay, well, it would be odd if I don't have a cartoon character, so Catbug!
Yay!
From Bravest Warriors.
I binge watched that show for like the 15th time the other day. So good.
I also like Catbug a lot.
Catbug's,
I just like binging the best of Catbug.
I still remember the first time we saw Catbug at Hastings, and it was like,
I'm like, I don't know what this is, but it's cute, and I need to know what it's from.
And then we started watching the ASDF movies, and the actor that does Catbug's voice was in the ASDF movies, and we started watching. I don't remember what happened. I think I bought her the doll, and then she started watching the show. Or no, I think I bought you. Yeah. I bought you the girl.
Ethan got me the girl figure for Christmas, but you had bought me one of the plushies before that.
Yeah.
And then we found like the best of Catbug, and I'm like, this is freaking adorable. And then that's when I actually started like looking into Bravest Warriors and trying to like watch it.
Yeah. And became obsessed.
Yes.
She has a giant Catbug, and she even made the eyebrows.
I made his eyebrow.
That he shaved off the guy and glued to his face. Yeah. Lindsay's got an obsession. It's actually pretty weird. All right, let's go back to Jesse. Last round.
All right, my last one is going to be... There's so many other shows that I want to pick from. I'm going to go with Shorzy and Letterkenny.
Oh, man, I almost said a quote, and I don't need to say that on the show.
Andy in the locker room talk.
Yeah, Shorzy, because of like him chirping back and forth with...
Give your balls a tuck.
Him chirping back and forth with Riley and Jonesy single-handedly saved the hockey player bits for me. Because the first couple...
Fuck you, Jonesy.
No, we can't do any of those. But
yes, you can.
We could.
But anyway, Shorzy was just like... I used to dread like all the hockey player scenes because I did not give two fucks about Riley and Jonesy. But they slowly but surely started to grow on me. But when I actually started liking them was when with their interactions with Shorzy in like the third or fourth season, something like that. It's so good. Shorzy also played by Jared Kiso, who plays Wayne in the show.
Who is the main character.
Jared Kiso. Yeah, Jared Kiso does a lot of voice extras for that show.
I'm just happy we managed to get a Letterkenny in.
I was not going to do it.
And I'm sure. Let's go to Shelby. Really. Shelby, go ahead.
All right, my last one is 1-1 from Infinity Train. He is an... one part of him is very apathetic and depressed, and the other part of him is really giddy and excited.
And half is sad, half is glad.
Yeah, 1-1.
1-1.
It's the old entertainment thing with the jester and the sad face, the two masks.
Yeah, basically. The sad one reminds me a lot of Marv from... I'm going to do it again.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Hitchhiker's Guide,
not Spaceballs. Why do I keep doing that? But yeah, he reminds me a lot of Marv. So I'm just like, oh, Alan Rickman.
Oh.
All right, let's wrap this up. Tanner, what do you got?
Xenon from Sword Art Online. Sword Art Online.
Xenon.
He had it ready to go and everything. I did. He knew I was going to call it out.
Was she the sniper or was she his sister?
That was the sniper.
The sniper. Okay. Leafa is the sniper. All right, Leafa is the sister. Xenon is the sniper.
I've never watched Sword Art Online, but I have played the games.
The show's actually surprisingly good. For as much crap as it gets.
Is this the same character or is this somebody else? That's somebody else.
That's her.
Oh, that is her? Okay.
That's one of her characters.
That's her in Alfheim.
Gotcha. Because it's basically, it's an anime about an MMO, right?
About several MMOs.
Yeah.
A VR MMO.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it starts as Sword Art Online, like that MMO, but then they introduce like two more.
Gotcha. Yeah, I played the one that uses guns. It was called Bullet Something. I don't know if that relates to the TV show. It was good. It was fun.
Gun Game. All right. Gun Game Online. It was super generic.
Gun Gale. Gun Gale, GGO.
Yeah. Okay, for my last one, it's a classic. I don't even have to say anything.
Yes.
Commander.
You don't need to say something
so that the listeners
I did to
know.
Say it for the crowd. It's Commander William Riker from Star Trek The Next Generation. I mean, come on. He's the whole reason that there are supporting characters, isn't he? Like, look at that smile. How charming he is. Commander Riker is a man's man. He's what every man wants to be. He walks into a bar, takes every woman he sees. He's the best. He's the best character in Star Trek history. I don't care what anyone says. The Next Generation is the best show in Star Trek. So that's just
Wait
final.
A minute.
No, it's just Wait final. A minute. It's final.
Shelby also seems to want to object.
I'm going to let him have his moment. He's wrong, but he can have that. It's fine.
Who's the best character in Star Trek then? I want to hear it. Lie to me.
Picard.
I really like Picard. I wouldn't call him the best though. I don't know. I'd have to go back through all the characters again because there are so many good ones.
Okay, well,
is it LeVar Burton?
I pick Picard because he's my favorite.
I wish I were LeVar Burton.
Rainbow.
Fuck y'all. All right, Lindsay, last one.
You know what? We'll go ahead and keep it with Star Trek because I was going to say Data.
Yeah, Data was also good. Being my favorite too.
Yeah, I mean that's not the right answer, but
yeah.
And here's where you're wrong.
When I was in high school, every girl at our lunch table, which is basically it was all the Scholar Bowl kids, like the super nerdy girls, every single one of them had a crush on Data.
That's funny.
That's creepy.
Every single one of them. That's
creepy. Like, I was never a big Star Trek fan, but I would watch Next Generation when my mom was watching it because of Data and LeVar Burton's character, Geordi LaForge. Like, they were the reason I would sit and watch it with her.
I love Geordi LaForge. I just love those glasses. Whenever they gave him his eyesight back and he didn't wear those glasses anymore, I lost interest.
Yeah, that was actually my favorite character in The Next Generation. I watched it with my dad.
Geordi LaForge?
Well, I liked it because I knew he was on Reading Rainbow and he talked about all the Star Trek stuff. So.
See, I did not. I did not know about Reading Rainbow at the time.
I didn't either.
So,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a PBS child, so Shelby, I watched all kinds of it.
Can you back me up at least in saying that The Next Generation is the best Star Trek?
Sure.
Oh, snap.
I couldn't hear.
Cold.
I didn't hear what
I
she said.
I heard silence.
I heard silence.
No, I said, yeah, sure.
Name a better Star Trek. You are not providing any alternatives, though.
She doesn't want to argue with you.
I don't want to argue with you. This is your list. This one's the one that you picked.
That's what this show is for. It's for us to argue.
I like them all. I don't have a favorite one.
See, she doesn't know. See, she's Switzerland. She's Switzerland. She's neutral. She has... Oh, no. I'm going to jokingly go after her, but when I jokingly go after people, it can get really vicious, and I don't want to do that to Shelby because I like Shelby so much.
Actually, the best Star Trek
Shannon,
is the Orville.
I'm mad at myself.
God,
I'm
you know
mad
what?
At
That's
myself.
Fair.
Why are you mad at yourself?
Because I missed my like ultimate supporting character from a favorite show of mine that
Throw
just
in.
Came into my mind.
Throw it in anyway. It doesn't matter. Tell us.
Al Calavici from Quantum Leap.
Al?
Yes.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah. No one else watched Quantum Leap. It was just me and you.
I know. Well,
wait a minute.
Sad.
I watched
every show.
I watched the alternative.
Every show I've said that about
Sliders.
Both good shows. Rembrandt was my favorite on that one.
It was the Kmart version of Quantum Leap.
I did not watch Sliders.
I'm sorry.
What?
I didn't.
Sliders was
great. I've never watched Sliders.
I love Sliders. I didn't even know about Quantum Leap until years later.
Oh, that was another one of the ones my mom absolutely loved it. And I'm like, eh, whatever. And then I got into it. And I'm like, yes, no, I will watch this forever.
See, my mom just watched Wheel of Fortune and like soap operas. And the only character I can remember from any soap opera was Victor from Days of Our Lives. She put it in my head that Victor was the sexiest man alive. God rest her soul. Something about the mustache, I think. I want to throw in an extra one, too, since you got two.
Okay.
Detective Briscoe from Law and Order, played by Jerry Orbach.
Ooh, yes.
Briscoe was the man. Okay, that's it. Anybody else? Anyone else want to throw in an extra?
That's fine.
Okay, then we're done. Shelby, you disappoint me. All right, We're done with the show tonight.
Shelby threw her hands in the air like she just didn't care.
Oh, she's gonna care when I can't really do anything, but if I could. All right, thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We'll be back tomorrow for an all new Parker time here on Podzilla 1985. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and in no way is it gonna be just a rambling mess, I promise. With that said, for Tanner, for myself, for Lindsay, for Jesse, and the other guy, this is Podzilla After Dark here on the PZ85 Network. It's Shelby. I'm just kidding. I love her. Bye, guys.